There are more developments in the investigation into the recent bomb attacks in the UK. At least two doctors are among eight people who've been detained after the series of attempted terrorist bombings there. One of the doctors is said to have been in the burning Jeep that was rammed into a terminal at Glasgow Airport on Saturday. The other was arrested on Saturday morning. Police have said that incident and the two car bombs found in London last week are connected. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London. And Rob, what have we learned today about the investigation?
Well, it's been a very fast-moving day, Robert. Very fast-moving investigation. Almost every hour there's something new. We've just heard that an eighth person now has been arrested. We've had controlled explosions done by the police in the parking lot of the hospital where this badly burnt suspect is being kept. We've had the Home Secretary, the new Home Secretary, in her first days on the job, talking to Parliament for the first time, receiving full support from the government. We've had 19 houses searched across the United Kingdom. The three cars, the two that did not explode and the one that did in Glasgow, all going through forensic tests. So it's been a very, very busy day, and I'm sure we're not done for the day yet.
What are the authorities saying about the eight people who've been detained?
They're not saying very much at all, and this is the interesting thing. They're trying to keep it very quiet, the details of who they are, but of course this is a massive story here, and word about them has leaked out. And as you mentioned, one of the most interesting things is that two of them, possibly three, are actually medical doctors from the Middle East. One of the two men who rammed the blazing Jeep into Glasgow Airport is believed to be an Iraqi doctor who came here as an asylum seeker. One of the other men arrested on Saturday, as you said, is believed to be a Jordanian doctor. There's one woman being detained among these eight. But importantly, the government is saying off the record that these are all, they are not British people. And that's really quite important here. They don't want to, they really don't want them to be homegrown, of course. And they are letting it be known that they are not homegrown.
The significance of that, of course, would reflect back on last summer's bombings in the London Underground.
That's right. In fact, two summers ago in 2005. And since that time, they, of course, the Muslim community has been very upset. It feels it has been targeted by the police force. The government, of course, is very worried because if they were homegrown, that would make the government look bad as though its Muslim relations were not going well at home and as though Britain itself was not integrated enough.
Well, are you getting the impression from authorities there that these incidents, if they do indeed involve people who are not homegrown, and if it's believed that someone is from Iraq, someone is from Jordan, is there a relationship to Al-Qaeda here?
Well, that's the big question. Oh, it is a big question, and it's very interesting the way this is playing out. Gordon Brown, when he spoke yesterday, the new prime minister, talked about these people being in general linked to Al-Qaeda. And it rather begs the question, you know, how much do you have to be affiliated to Al-Qaeda to be Al-Qaeda? A lot of the what people are saying here is that there could very well be a loose affiliation to Al-Qaeda. Perhaps some kind of ideological impetus is coming from the ideology of Al-Qaeda. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they have necessarily trained in Pakistan camps, perhaps. And so the link between it is really very unclear whether they are actually card-carrying Al-Qaeda members, if you like.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Robert. Rob Gifford speaking to us from London.